Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Referring to what he called the most precise air campaign ever, President Obama today said that forces continue to hammer Islamic State targets on the ground. During a Pentagon news conference, Obama saying the air campaign has taken out top operatives of the group also known as ISIL while pushing them from a number of key strongholds.
ISIL has not had a major successful offensive operation in either Syria or Iraq in a full year. Even ISIL's leaders know they're going to keep losing. In their message to followers, they're increasingly acknowledging that they may lose Mosul and Raqqa. And ISIL is right. They will lose them.
The president also vigorously denied a $400 million cash payment to Iran at the time of the Iran nuclear deal was ransom, secured the release of four Americans, noting the payment was part of a decades-old military deal. Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton spent the day talking about jobs in the economy in the battleground state of Nevada. Here's Asma Collett has more.
At a rally in Las Vegas, Clinton repeated her promise to make college more affordable, and specifically her plan to make community college free.
We need to invest in our young people and give them different paths besides four-year college to get ahead in America. That should be the basic bargain.
She also knocked Donald Trump's business credibility, saying that he undercuts people and doesn't pay them their fair share. Clinton was also briefly interrupted during the speech by animal rights activists. Asma Khalid, NPR News.
The Cincinnati chapter of the Council on American-Islamic Relations, or CARE, is filing a complaint against Delta Airlines. A Muslim couple was removed from a flight from Paris to Cincinnati because a crew member reportedly said she was uncomfortable with the couple being on the plane. Member station WVXU, Tana Weingartner reports.
Faisal and Nazia Ali say they were pulled off the flight July 26th because a flight attendant was concerned about seeing the pair using a cell phone. CARE Cincinnati Executive Director Karen Dabdoub says there have been too many similar incidents lately.
And it starts to feel like, well, is it now where the Muslims have to move to the back of the bus? You know, because if you look Muslim, we're not comfortable having you on the plane or we're not comfortable having you in the front of the plane.
Delta says it's investigating and does not condone discrimination and will issue the couple a full refund. CARE wants the U.S. Department of Transportation to develop guidelines for determining how to legally remove passengers. For NPR News, I'm Tiana Weingartner in Cincinnati.
Florida State University says the American woman killed in a knife attack last night in London was the wife of an eminent psychology professor at the school. University officials confirming 64-year-old Darlene Horton was killed in the attack that left five others wounded. Horton's husband, Richard Wagner, is the school's Robert O'Lawton Distinguished Professor of Psychology. He was teaching a summer session in London. On Wall Street, stocks closed mixed today. The Dow was down 2 points. The Nasdaq was up 6 points. This is NPR. Donald Trump's campaign chief says that at the moment, the nominee team is somewhat divided over whether to endorse House Speaker Paul Ryan in his primary race in Wisconsin. However, Paul Manafort also told ABC News today Trump will work with the Republican speaker if both he and Trump win in November. Trump's running mate, Mike Pence, yesterday went ahead saying he plans to endorse Ryan. Ryan today largely brushed off the lack of an endorsement from the candidate, saying the only endorsement he cares about is from voters in his congressional district. One of the longtime moderates in the Republican Party has died. Former Congressman Steve LaTourette of Ohio served 9 terms in the House but quit 3 years ago, saying it had become too partisan. Mike Ricci of WCPN in Cleveland has more.
Steve LaTourette represented a moderate district outside Cleveland and maintained that temperate approach in his votes. He retired in 2013.
Why I threw up my hands and left at the end of the day is we have 50 or 60 members of the House who happen to be Republicans who have no interest in governing. They just want to say no.
LaTourette started a political fundraising group called the Defending Main Street Super PAC to support moderate Republicans. We only have one litmus test, he said. You have to be normal. Steve LaTourette died from pancreatic cancer. He was 62. For NPR News, I'm Mark Uricchi in Cleveland.
Facing mounting economic headwinds, the Bank of England today announced it's cutting a key interest rate to its lowest level on record. With the latest cut, the British Central Bank taking the key rate it controls down to just 0.25%. Central Bank's decision coming amid concerns the country's economy has turned sharply lower following the vote by the UK to leave the European Union. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.